You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, November 20th, 2020, week 355. I'm Drew Patel. And you're now listening to NPR. No, this is Destiny Pizza.
The calm. Where we lower down the volume.
And we lower our voices. And
soothe you into the weekend.
Nothing but jazz. More jazz. No, we're going to talk about Netflix recommendations. Mike.
I do wonder who, like, invents those voices. Like that NPR voice. Like, was that someone's natural voice and they just started doing it and then, like, people copy that? Or, like...
Or do you think they just, like, talked regularly and people would fall asleep on them and they're like, fine, then I'll just record this myself. In reality, they'd be like, fine, I guess I'll just record this myself.
Yeah, because there's so many, like, voice types for different situations. Like, I wonder if, like, how those were originated.
So. You're listening to This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. And... You're like, oh, God. You're like, this guy's not lying at all.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Anyway, you get Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix recommendation.
That's correct.
My recommendation is Knock Knock, directed by Eli Roth.
Who's there?
Starring Keanu Reeves. And he's, like, home alone. His wife goes on a trip or something. He's home alone. These two girls ask for help. They come in. Get naked and try to frame him for having an affair and, like, threaten, blackmail him to, like, ruin his life. And it's a wild movie. Well, I think they're just, like, trying to
rob him. Why would
you
do that to Keanu, man? No.
This is pre-Keanu-sans, where this is, like, where you're like, oh, like, clearly Keanu Reeves, like, is all at the end of his career.
Yeah, this is where it's coming to for Keanu.
Yeah, like, this movie is responsible for John Wick, in my opinion.
I am going to recommend The Queen's Gambit. It's a limited series television show about chess, about drugs, addiction, grief.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining show.
Yeah. Based on a book.
Set in the 60s.
Not based on a true story.
Yeah. No, it's a fictional person.
Did it make you want to play chess?
Kind of, but it makes, like, it's hard. Chess looks hard.
Yeah, their version of chess
show,
is completely
chess,
crazy.
I'm like, you got to know all the moves. It's like...
I can't even get
difficult.
The... Like, there's one move where you can make two moves in one move.
Where are you castling? Castling, yeah.
I can't even do that
right. Castle. Yeah, I don't... I'd have to look it up. I never remember. Like, I know it's the rook and
the king and the
king or something.
Yeah,
they just swap. Like, that's always been a weird move to me. Like, I don't get why you do that.
I don't think it's probably allowed in regulation or something.
I feel like that shouldn't be a thing. But and why can't, like, there's no other combination. Like, there's nothing else that is like that in chess. I don't think it's just such a weird thing. Like, if you taught somebody how to play chess, you could easily not teach them that part. And
they'll be, like, fine.
Yeah, and you can still play chess.
Oh, you moved the king two spaces to the right or left, and then the rook hops over the king.
Yeah, how does that make any sense? I want to see, was that... Like, I'm very curious if that rule was made at the same time chess was invented, or if that was, like, made up years later. They're like, we should be able to do this.
Castling is one of the rules of chess and is technically a king move.
So that's a king move, even though it, like, forced... So that's, like, that's the only time in the game the king has
it was added to...
The king can have the power to call the rook to him and swap places. I feel like that...
But you can't do it... You can only do it if the king has never moved, the rook involved has never moved, and the squares between the king and the rook are involved or unoccupied. The king is not in check, and the king does not cross over or end in a, on a square attacked by an enemy piece.
Now I'm wondering, are there like alternate versions? Probably not, because it's such an old game.
This was added in the 14th and 15th century, but did not develop into its present form until the 17th century.
Okay, so it wasn't like an original rule.
No.
I was going to say, it sounds like a rule that was made up later.
Asian version of chess does not have the move.
Yeah. That's what I would have guessed, because it's so bizarre comparatively, I feel like. That's just like, this is such a weird thing. And I know, obviously, it's still old, but like not as old as the game is.
Oh, castling was used in a few notable games on Wikipedia. Where it was like used in like these big chess matches. Mm-hmm. Watching that last episode and you see the crowds outside in the cold. And they're looking at the giant chessboard on the Russian. Yeah, and there's like people watching it on TV and stuff. And I was like, thank God I'm not alive during that time, or else I'd kill myself out of boredom.
Well, if you're in Russia, it'd be like the biggest thing in the world. So.
Yeah, it's really weird because 60s, yeah. Last week on No Such Thing as a Fish, it's like a podcast about interesting facts, they talked a lot about chess and how there was like this player who wasn't allowed to play in Russia anymore because Russia cycled its champion or cycled its like grandmasters, but he was really good still. So he left the country and went to Sweden to play in a tournament. And then the Russian press was so, or Russian government was so upset, they never named him by name in the newspaper. They just called him the opponent. And like, they would send him threatening letters saying his family was like won't be able to talk to him unless he comes back to Russia and stuff. It was like crazy. I'm like, what makes the Russians so crazy?
They want control.
Complete control. But yeah, on Netflix today, Alien Xmas, Flavorful Origins, Ganzu Cuisine, If Anything Happens, I Love You, and Voices of Fire. And on Sunday, Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square and Machete Kills. And on Disney Plus, Planes and Planes Fire Rescue are added to Disney Plus. But originals are Marvel 616 premieres, The Real Right Stuff premieres, The Mandalorian Episode 4, Chapter 12, The Right Stuff finale episode, Flight, and One Day at Disney, episode 51, season finale. Which their seasons are years, apparently. A year. How you been, Mike?
All right. Getting through the week. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yeah.
Soonish.
I decided to take Black Friday off this year.
Oh, nice.
My coworker asked why, and I said, because every year I come into this place on Black Friday being told it's not going to be that bad, and I hate it, and I always say, this is the last year I'm going to do it. Next year I'm going to take it off, and I never do, so this is the first year I'm going to take it off.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't, like, taken any days off this year because I'm like, what am I going to do? I work from here anyway. So I was like, I don't know if I should take days off. I don't know. Cause I don't know what I'm going to do. So
yeah. You're like, just going to like be late. It's like sucks because you're like, what am I going to do? Just stay at home? Be lazy.
I know. Like I'm not going to go anywhere. Especially these times. I just feel like it's going to get worse and worse the next.
Yeah.
All the way through the end of the year. So,
and you can't, or else the press will lambast you like Newsom. Like you went to that restaurant.
Yeah, but I don't care what the press does, but like...
What's the press going to say about you, Mike?
Yeah, they're going to get attacked. Hey, this person's like, no. They got bigger fish to fry. But yeah, they pick and choose their weird battles. They're like...
Well, it is weird because he said like it was outdoors, but then pictures came out and it like wasn't outdoors. And it's like,
yeah,
you should probably be a leading by example guy.
That's very true. You shouldn't be doing certain things when telling other people to do other things. But it's like, well, the seeing him do that, I don't know. If seeing him does that, being like, yeah, that's the hard part is when people like see other people are doing it, so I'm going to do whatever I want.
You can't even follow the rules he's imposing.
Yeah, but like you shouldn't be like, I'm going to do it because I saw the governor do it. Just like,
yeah, I'm like, the governor's an idiot. He's just like a figurehead of a corrupt system that I hate.
Yeah, exactly. To just be smarter than him. But
like I think Democratic people do
take cues from people for some reason.
Did you see like the Democrats were going to have a dinner party in D.C. for all the freshmen Congress and senators? And they canceled it today. The dinner is supposed to be tomorrow or something.
I'm just so baffled by like what these people are doing. And all these Congress people are getting COVID anyway.
They canceled it after Chuck Grassley tested positive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what it took? And they're like, well, what's her name? California. Dianne Feinstein is the one who's in charge of it. And I'm like, she's a know-nothing nonsense person, dude. Like, she is so out of touch with reality. She doesn't even vote like Democrat. If you look at her voting record, it looks more like a Republican than...
Well, that's the crazy thing about Democratic Party right now. It's like they're going so far right in some place. Like, well, the Republicans have just gone so far right that like Democrats are like, oh, there's a void. Let's go far right and like go where they are.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy system that exists right now. That's just like, why does this two-party system exist? It's just like ridiculous.
It's a spectrum, man, just like everything else in the world.
I know, but like they keep moving it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sounds like something like a progressive person would say, right? Like, you're like, sexuality is a spectrum. Everything's a spectrum. Politics is a spectrum. And you're like, well, yeah, it is. Everything's a spectrum. Like,
yeah, but it's like, if you always compare it to other countries, like our country is insane.
Yeah, it is.
Problem. It's like our other countries actually have like differences that seem more consistent. Like ours are like
people were saying,
no,
like,
we both serve big corporations.
Yeah,
like why do both of them serve big corporations? I don't understand.
I was reading on Reddit and someone was like, yeah, like by like in Europe we would deem Joe Biden like too far conservative for even our conservatives.
Exactly. And then in the thing, he gets called a socialist, and I'm like, what?
I'm like, in what world is he a socialist?
Smoking. Yeah. It's just like,
I'm like, I wish he was a socialist. Look at his cabinet picks. His cabinet picks are all like former lobbyists and stuff. It's like,
yeah,
like it's CEOs. Like, it's crazy. It's like, I'm like, that's what we're like, used to. We're just happy that they're not criminals, but they're criminals only because they're so powerful.
Exactly. So yeah, I find that pretty annoying. But, yeah, they just, and then they use whatever argument. Like, that's why we won, is because we were more centrist. And I'm like, all those people thought you were socialist. Like, I don't understand. Like,
I was like, look at the polls of what people want. They want socialism.
Yeah, that's the problem with the extremes, is like people cry wolf all the time about certain politicians that they're like, when truly bad people are like if the Republicans think socialism's bad and then like Bernie runs or something, it's going to be like, well, you call Joe Biden a socialist. Like, what's the difference? Like, but there's a huge difference. But like to them, like,
no,
it's
but
the
they
same
said
argument,
that
so like,
they said they were one and the same. So we should have swapped when they said that, we should have swapped out Bernie for Biden or Biden for Bernie. And then we would be successful right now.
Yeah. But like it happens on the other side too, because they call like Mitt Romney like the worst person in the world, and then a Donald Trump comes along. Yeah. So there's like no nuance, so it's always extreme. It's like, no, some things are like a lot differently dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, but also like I feel like, yeah, I don't know why. I don't get the Republican Party right now, because it just seems to be what Trump says, because like. Because you could imagine this with a different person and they would go against them,
in
certain aspects. I don't know, though. Like, yeah, it boggles my mind because I don't see the whole like trust in a party or trust in a person. I just don't get the whole idea of like, oh yeah, everything they, every single thing they say or everything this thing this group says, I'm a for or against. It like just doesn't make sense to me. It's like,
but then that's the other thing too, is like when people are like, oh well, like look at Biden, he voted for the crime bill, and I'm like, well, I mean, it was all like, when you have a career that long, it's very few people that have like a consistent record like yeah. Bernie, like that's very rare, and that's why I think it's very admirable.
Yeah,
but like,
people kind of change over time.
I'm like, if you like look also, at like Obama,
like, either
was
believe
like,
it or like political.
Yeah, Obama and Biden, like pretty much everyone was like anti-gay until like 2008.
Exactly, exactly.
Not even 2008, like 2009. Like,
yeah, I think Biden was actually before Obama. I think he was for gay marriage before Obama was, and that was like a big deal when Obama like announced that he was for it, and that was like 2012. That like wasn't even that long ago.
That's like after he got and comfortable just, in the White House.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, the people do different stuff. So without the context of it, it's just like, but it's also weird when they would run those ads. It's like, he was like, you're trying to do an ad for like the very liberal people, but like you're also saying, well, we're tough on crime. It's like very weird, the arguments they would make in some of those ads. I'm like, who's this for and what are you doing? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm like, just decriminalize weed. And
yeah, I that's what I hate too, is you see all the policies that like a lot of Americans agree on, but neither party wants to really enact it and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like most people do want like healthcare, like government healthcare. They do want a system like that.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's
the majority
like,
of people.
The crazy thing too, I was talking to my parents about that, where it's like, my mom's like, why do they keep saying like ACA, ACA? And I'm like, ACA is Obamacare. And she's like, well, when was it called ACA? And I'm like, they called it Obamacare when people wanted to vilify it because they're like, oh, Obama made it, so it's called Obamacare. And she's like, well, I like Obamacare. And I'm like, well, yeah, you like the ACA. People don't want to go against the Affordable Care Act because
exactly
they're dependent on the Affordable Care Act.
Two polls, like, do you like the Affordable Care Act? Yes. Do you like the Obamacare? No.
Yeah. So it's like, it's crazy. That anyways.
But yeah, that's politics. That's craziness. But I don't know. What else is going on in the world?
I don't know. COVID lockdowns everywhere.
Yeah, COVID lockdowns. Everybody's in that purple tier.
Oh no, I meant like overseas, like in Europe, they're all doing like 2-4 weeks.
Oh,
lockdowns.
Real lockdowns, yeah.
Actual lockdowns, yeah.
We're just
and then my coworkers are like, that doesn't work, and I'm like, it's working. I was like, look at their numbers and our numbers. Their like catastrophic numbers are like 1% of our numbers.
Exactly.
And they've gone through 2 lockdowns. It's working.
Yeah. Why do people think California relatively is doing better than like South Dakota?
South Dakota can't compare to anything else. They say South Dakota is doing the worst in the whole world.
I know.
Which is crazy because I'm like, who lives there?
We've relatively been doing more masks, I think, and more
somehow
closures than most places.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. But then you look at Florida and they're crazy. I mean, they're going back up. But also they're hiding a bunch of stuff. So it's also hard to get accurate numbers when like South Dakota's not even testing. They're at 50% positivity rate because they're not testing enough. Where we seem to be good on testing, so it's hard to tell the number. And like, I think I'm assuming Florida's hiding a bunch of numbers, so it's hard to even tell their real
stuff.
But just hard to really understand the numbers. But yeah, it's good. I don't know why people don't believe. Like, how would you not believe lockdowns don't work? Like, you could say I don't agree with them because of economy or whatever.
But like the economy,
but, like, that they don't work. Like, it's obvious that they don't work. Well, the long-term effect, it's going to hurt the economy either way. It's just going to, over a longer period of time. Like, you're going to get back to normal quicker if you...
Yeah, your economy is supposed
to... Healthier
like,
people.
I was reading this interview with a restaurant owner, and he's like, it's not the lockdowns that are hurting us. It's COVID. Like, even at 50% capacity, our restaurant never reaches that capacity because people are scared to go eat at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So, like, if we got COVID under control, a restaurant would be able to open fully.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, it may not be, like, enough people aren't going to go. Like, even if there's some people, like, people who don't care, like, they're not going to be able to support that business enough. Like, you got to get the people who aren't going to go because they don't believe COVID's under control, which is not. So if you were trending in the right direction, people would be more comfortable.
But we're asking that of a government who can't even give, like, a second stimulus check to Americans.
I know. That's the whole thing. Like, you can't even extend. You can't blame the businesses because they got no support.
Yeah.
You can't blame the people for being like, I have to work because, like, I'm not getting paid money. They're like, you don't have a choice. They're like, that's what I hate the most. It's like, yeah, I get more mad at the people doing leisurely stuff in crowded areas or whatever because they're choosing that. The people working, like, you can't get mad at them because they just have to work. Like, they have to survive.
Yeah.
But it's just like, they're getting no support and it sucks. It's just like, I can't believe there was never, like, that. You literally got one step. And that's what
that's the crazy thing. Where I'm like, if you're Trump, like, that is the biggest fumble, in my opinion. You had an election. Right there.
If he would have got that second stimulus through, it sounds like he would have won. What it feels like.
Yeah.
Because people were interviewed in tech. Like, it sounds like he won a lot. He did better than he thought in Texas because, like, people like that stimulus check. Like, that actually helped him a lot. Like, that helped.
People say, like, I never got a check from the government from Barack Obama, but I got one from Trump. Like, that works.
Yeah. Which sounds crazy to me because I'm like, I guess, man, these people are uninformed.
Yeah. but then, like, I was listening to...
Because his whole ploy sounded ridiculous. He's like, he wanted to send it with a check of his name. I don't know. It's just, it bothers my mind.
No, but he did that. And we got that letter.
I know he did that.
And I was like, but Congress is the one who gave us the check.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that, like, people only sometimes have a surface level knowledge and they don't think about things a step further.
No.
Like, I'm always assuming people are that smart, but I always give them more credit.
No, never. You shouldn't ever do that.
Then I should. I don't know why I do that. I'm like, they're as logical as me. It's like, no. Clearly not. I don't know why I do that. But yeah, those things work. Like, basic things are like, give me a check. I don't, like, that's good. I didn't get that 4 years ago, so whatever.
Yeah, like, I also didn't need it 4 years ago, but that's a whole different issue.
Yeah. I think this election made everything worse.
In Germany, if you're a freelance artist, you'd get a check. And in Berlin, you'd get a check for 5,000 euros.
Isn't you're a freelance Canada, artist. Get paid a ridiculous amount or whatever?
Within 10 days from your application. And the government was subsidizing people to keep them on, but furlough them. So the government would pay for like 75 to 100% of the payroll for furloughed employees.
That's not how we got no safety nets in place in this country. It's just that we're like,
no, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, Mike. Don't know what that means. Never had a boot that had straps on it, but.
Yeah, that always comes from like the wealthiest people.
The people who are like, I pulled up myself up when my dad gave me $1 billion.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's just like, it's crazy. Crazy, crazy time.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Come back next week for more. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.